We're joined for a korero by Raukura Ture. She's based here in Tāmaki Makaurau and has connections to Ngāi Tāiki Tāmaki, Ngāi Rauru Kītahi, and has just opened her own exhibition, Takoto Ai Te Marino, at the Dalles Art Museum down in the Lower Hutt. She uses whenua from places connected to her whakapapa and creates artworks related to her tūpuna. She's a multidisciplinary artist. She's actually an architect. Who uses natural materials such as omwana, onepu, or black iron sands in her work. So, neat ideas, eh? Raukura Ture is kindly with us today. Raukura, tēnā koe, ko dai o tēnei.
Tēnā koe, dai o
tēnā koe. Kei te pai. And thank you for joining us, Raukura. I've been looking at some of your work. It's neat. Beautiful, beautiful mahi, sister. And I thank you. My colleague here said that you've got a bit of a croaky voice today.
Ko te rongo koe ka awhawhati tōku reo e te atarai, mataku he.
Okay.
Pāmai, tiri wharewha.
Ka apai, we can hear you. You're shining through the audio escape at the moment, Raukura.
adds to the mystique, a bit of a reo.
Adds to the mystique. And lovely to hear you that you know you're an advocate for and fluent speaker of our reo. You know, many of us celebrate that, even though we're on the holding a reo at different stages. So ngami te tuene. Let's talk about design and architecture, which is a fascinating space in its own right. But how so many architectural supporters, students. Actually, our wonderful conceptual artists as well. Were you always working the two together, or did one morph into the other? Raukura?
Kau. I te kura tuarua, ko tāku tino whāinga ko te mahi peita, he tika tāu. Ko ina tāku tino aro mai te timatanga. Ko ina hoki tāku ahonga ki roto i te kura, te whare wānanga. Engari I tahuri ke au ki te ako I te kaihuahua. So yeah, painting was like always my first love and totally could have gone into the fine art realm right from the beginning, but I kind of had this itch to do something a bit more practical. And it was a beautiful teacher, a māma I had at kura, who suggested I do architecture. And I te taumahatanga o tērā mahi ki te whare wānanga, the weight of architecture school meant I really put all my attention into architecture for some time, and I waiho te mahi peita ki tahanga. The sort of painting side was sort of dormant for about 10 years as I pursued my architectural career, and it was about sort of 8 years ago that I returned to painting and have maintained a practice in the two of them since then. But architecture is one of those practices that is all-consuming, let's say. So it's been a pretty decisive idea to carve out some space for painting and hold really strong boundaries to say that I am going to do the painting practice alongside the architectural practice as well.
Thanks, Raukura. Yeah. And may I thank you too for just sort of naturally translating as you roll. I know it's not necessary. You can do one or t'other. But for us learners, it just sort of, you know, allows us to think, did I get that? Yeah, actually, I'm following that. So very cool. Interesting. Even last night, I was looking through the big new book that Jade and her colleague put together about Louis Thompson. And so, you know, we're reminded that Māori architectural concepts can enliven our public spaces, even our residential whare. So there's a place for all of this input, and you know, having more architects who understand whakapapa and understand connectivity to papatūānuku, rawakora warangi, for instance, you know, gives us great heart going forward that in time elements of Māori culture will be incorporated even more into the architectural shape of our country's future. Can we just touch on that before we move across into your painting work, which is really the focus of our korero today, but what would you say of more cultural input to architectural design in this country?
Oh, it's absolutely pertinent. It's so important that us, the Māori, see ourselves in our built environment It uplifts us. It uplifts who we are as tangata whenua. I have the absolute privilege. I work with a company called Monk McKenzie in Te Tāne Nui o Tāmaki. And at the moment, we have a number of projects working with iwi, specifically Waikato Tainui, also Te Kawera Wāmaki, on papakāinga projects, marae projects, whare taonga, and community centres. And they've been the most fulfilling projects I've had in my career to date, where we get to uphold the mana and empower our iwi Māori, creating their own, you know, whare that speak their stories, their history of the whenua, very much so supporting, connecting our iwi Māori to the places where their tūpuna have been kaitiaki of the whenua for a really long time. So it's definitely taken a few years to get to the point where our iwi are in a position to have both the whenua back and the pūtea to be able to lead their own projects. And in some instances, it's funding that they've garnered themselves, and in others, it's actually working alongside the government with organisations like Kāinga Ora to be able to get the tautoko to do the scale of the projects and papakāinga that are required for their people. So definitely the most rewarding projects I've experienced to date, and look forward to more in that space.
Tēnā koe, Raukura. I'm a Westie. I love feeling the black sands of the West between my toes, sis. So, you know, I know that you use a lot of natural materials, including black iron sands, in your work. So let's go into your exhibition, how many pieces they are. I'm interested to know about pigments and what you use and how you use them, and our listeners will be too. So take us into Takoto Ai Te Mare. And all this is at the Dalles. Firstly, the name of the exhibition, how many pieces, and a bit of an overview as to what you're trying to do with this opportunity, please, Raukura.
Ka pai. So, taua ingoa Takoto Ai Te Mare no i takea mai taua ingoa mai tētahi whakatau ki o Parehauraki, mai Tāmaki Mawau. Ki te rāwhiti o Tāmaki Makaurau. So i ahu mai tauengoa Takoto Ai Te Mare no Horahi Ahiwahora, koina te whakatau ki whānui, e kōrero ana mo Tikapa Moana, me te mare no o Taua Moana. E Tikapa Kapa Maiana, ko te Kapa Kapa hoki te tangi o ngā rūruhi i te wā i wehe. Ngā wakatapua a Tainui me Te Arawa i Taua Takiwa. So I've taken that whakatauki and taken a part of it to describe the beautiful calm waters of Tikapa, where my iwi of Ngai Taiki Tāmaki have their marae umupuia rested right on the Bay of Maraetai. And in more recent years, in my connection with my tūranga waiwai at Maraetai at Umupuia and the whānau there, and spending time with some of the wānanga there, it was actually one of the beautiful aunties, Auntie Kate Billington, who knew of my practice and knew how I collect whenua, my different pigments, mai apapatuanuku, and I had recently collected, or kind of previously collected, omoana, which is this beautiful blue-grey clay, which is always collected near water, out of an awa of the royal whānau, a bit further along, closer to Tāpapakanga, Kawakawa Bay area, an awa called Waimango. And one day when I was at the marae, she said, "I found some omoana," and it was just right outside the marae, on the really muddy banks of low tide at Maraetai. And so she took me to the spots that she'd seen it, so we'd go out and collect it together, which became this beautiful kind of activity to do together, to collect the whenua, mai taua, wahi tapunga tūpuna. And so that the various times I've gone to collect the omoana at Tikapa has become the basis of the material for this particular show, Takoto Ai Te Mare no. And I pair it with a number of other whenua that come from both the East Coast Marae where my tipuna farmed at Kawakawa Bay, and then also from the West Coast, where it's an absolute nostalgic place where we always went to as kids, because my father grew up in Henderson, and his mama also shifted from the East Coast and moved west, and was very much our stomping ground. But in honouring of my kuia, she was sadly fishing off the rocks at Te Henga and Ingo, I riro ia ki te ngawa he me moana ki reira. And so I collect the black onepu, that beautiful hot blue-black sand, in honour of her, and a kind of closest material presence I have to her, because I never got to meet her in person. But I think of her in the really rough, you know, ngā waikarekare o te tai o rehua o te uru. And so that black sand is a beautiful honouring of her. And so in this show, I bring my east and west, easty and westy coast connections together in the work. So you see the glimmering and shimmering black sands, and then the blue, that kind of iridescent blue clay coming through as well. And then to kind of punctuate, I mix in kere whenua, which are the yellow ochres, which I tend to find a bit more around Otitori Bay, which another beautiful friend of mine, Cora Allen, did a residency at Tolumakan House down in Otitori Bay, close to Te Tirangi, and had found a myriad of those ochres there. So we kind of give each other tips where we find different colours. So that becomes the palette of the mahi in this particular show. And it's a fairly large show. There's around 27 works. And that range from smaller works to, again, the big, large panel works, which are of the sort of 2.4 by 4.8 metres wide, is the largest work, which carries that title, Takoto Waite Marino. And with this show, I really wanted to show the advancements and experimentation that I've done over the years of working with different whenua, different binders, to allow them to really adhere to the surface, see how they behave and crack and form different textures. Some definitely more fragile and some more robust than others. As a kind of survey of my experimentation over the last sort of 3 years, culminating in two really big works, which carry that whakatauki.
Well, it's been great having a kōrero with you, Raukura. Raukura, did I bump into you at Troy Kingi's concert at the power station? Was that you or somebody else? That's it. Look, it's great to talk with you again. And, you know, being proudly from Hauraki, from the other side, not from Marae Tai, but across at Tōtara, and from the Waiho there, from Ngāti Maru. That's why it resonated with me when I... so the Takoto Ai Te Marino, it's part of that beautiful karangahianga maunga or hauraki waiata that we sometimes sing there, sister. So all the best, Raukura. Yes. It's great having a yarn with you, and I hope that the exhibition is satisfying from your end, and continued success, you know, merging this love of architectural design with painting and with using... you know, beautiful natural products and resources for your mahi. Raukura's exhibition, Takoto Ai Te Marino, is on at the Dowells Art Museum in Lower Hutt. How long is it there for?
It's there for 6 months.
Kei te pai.
No reira, ka tae koe te tai atu.
Ka pai. O mauri ori ka koe te tuhine. Kia ora for sharing some kōrero with our peeps today.
No, Diora.
Kia ora. Thanks. Thank you, Raukura. Raukura Tūrei.